o'clock on a Friday. We all know what that means.
Okay.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's,
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not done quick.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We give you the candidates. You get to vote on them, at least for this week. 214-787-1310. And this is a very morning show-centered emergency break of the week. We've had a very good week here from San Antonio, and yet we've had some really awkward moments, including this one. When Junior and I were trying to tell you about a very valuable product that you should take advantage of as a P1, and Gordo's computer went off.
It's 35LEASE. You can also shop online, dmautoleasing.com.
Hello? You got us?
What's what happened there?
What happened there, we play sound off of Gordo's computer, and
what is
sometimes
sound?
we leave that sound up, and I don't know, I guess you're reading something and some sort of deal went off.
Yeah, it was some, you know, it was like an advertisement on a web page, and some bit of flash goes off, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
So something of Gordo's fired off at an inopportune time. That's never happened before.
No.
Hate broadcasting, sir.
So that happened to us here on the ticket. And so did this bit of sorriness. Corner Bakery is another one of our fine sponsors here on Sports Radio 1310. We just did our show there a couple of weeks ago. And I am occasionally commissioned to help out on a Corner Bakery spot by one Gordon Keith. This was then torpedoed by Junior and then backed up by the great Gordo, who originally commissioned this voice to help out on the spot. And we're talking about Panini Pete, who, as far as I'm concerned, has nothing to do with Avery Johnson.
Well, he sounds like him, but we all thought it was the end of the spot. Jer was the only one who wasn't on our page.
This was really an awkward moment.
At Corner Bakery Cafe. Go in and check it out. Unbelievable sandwich from Corner Bakery Cafe. Everything they have there is good. From the Anaheim Scrambler to that, ooh, you ever had that vanilla whoopie pie?
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Good luck with Devin Harris this year, Coach.
Who that?
Hey, stop busting on that. You know George ran out of voices several years ago. And we have to reuse some of them. Anyway, Corner Bakery Cafe. Check one out near you.
Jokes.
Joikes?
What happened?
I don't know. He had an accent confusion.
It's Philly Avery.
Yeah, what's going on?
That's how Avery would say that.
No, he wouldn't. Joikes?
Mm-hmm. Y'all done?
Oh, are we still on?
Hey, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh.
Terrible.
See, we thought we were done after I said, Corner Bakery Cafe, check out one near you.
And then I heard about three voices coming out at the same time. And, you know, it was hard to tell if you finished or not. You don't finish what you're saying.
You'll know when I finish.
That's what she said.
You'll know.
Gross.
You'll be decorated like a cake.
And why do you have to insult my voice work like that?
What? I wasn't
especially
insulting
when you.
I reuse voices all the time.
When you bring in, hey, gotta have Snoreman. Hey, please, Dodge Man.
And I was complimenting your voice work. That's a great Avery.
Yeah, your Avery was so good, he wanted to ask you sports questions.
I came in late, and I didn't realize that was Panini Pete.
You knew exactly who it was, and you were being a jerk, like Avery said.
I was just trying to help your program.
All right, that is candidate number two. Candidate number three also happened on our show. We have had these gnats that have been swarming in our booth now for 2 months or 2 weeks. And they're just really annoying. They fly around your eyes. They get around your nose. And sometimes they get close to your pie hole, and I swallowed a gnat on the air a couple of days ago. But here in camp, he's making some noise to be the fourth corner on this team, which, if again, if you have an injury to a corner, he's going to be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you will have three corners on the field when you have three and four wide receiver sets. Yesterday he picked...
What happened?
I think I just swallowed a bug.
Those little gnats have been flying around here?
Yeah, they're all over.
Oh, just went right down my windpipe. Holy mackerel.
Do we need to get the paddles out?
No, I think I'm fine.
Gordo, give him mouth to mouth.
That's not necessary. I'm still breathing. I'm fine.
Oh.
Idiot. Anyway, Cletus Gordon had another interception yesterday. Have you ever swallowed like a really big bug before?
Yes, hate
like
that.
Riding a bike, like you riding a bike. Have you ever taken in serious buggage?
Yeah, not a big, not like a grasshopper or anything like that.
No, but certainly bigger
Great
than
mantis.
A gnat. No, that would be really painful.
Tarantula.
Yeah. All right, so those are your three candidates:
Stupid.
Gordo's computer, Panini Pete and Corner Bakery,
Panini,
or me swallowing a bug. 214-787 1310. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
George Squallows.
Easy. That's true. Easy.
Nobody laughs like that.
Please don't do hotel phone laugh. God, I hate those phone rings in a hotel. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the unicycle riding, placenta-eating polar bear known as George Dunham.
Ooh, all right.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, how's Grego look?
Can't see him from over here, really.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Come on, I am right here.
Hey, fake Natalie Maines.
Hi, Maines. At Happy Training Camp. I want to vote for International Chirp Chirp. Just so you know, love you.
Okay, thank you. That's an unauthorized nickname of mine.
There usually is no punchline to it. Why do it every week?
Just because it's kind of a funny voice.
Natalie Maines. Someone
right.
just tuning in has to be so confused. Why is Natalie Maines called every week?
I don't know, but I just think that phrase of my own AM radio always cracks me up, too.
God.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Cervix, slipper, zygote, banish, banish.
Oh, wow. nice alt wording.
No, it's not.
Banish, banish.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Are we on the air? Are we on?
Guess that's the Corner Bakery spot.
Yep.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the illegitimate child of Irving Cares and Bronco Lubich.
Good Lord.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, on behalf of the Unticket, I'd like to vote for Avery Johnson's aging scrotum.
All right, we'll put that down as the Corner Bakery spot meltdown. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I would like to vote for Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Tony Dorsett, Leroy Jordan.
Okay.
He never named a candidate.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I'd like to vote for George's guacamole butt.
Do you have that, George?
No, I don't, but I'll go ahead and register just so we can get out of this segment.
You don't have guac butt?
No, never have. I like guacamole, though. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote.
Okay.
I'd vote for the guy who swallows, and I'd also like to hear from my phone number.
All right. God. Man. Just because Gordon's crude every day does not mean all
crude.
Callers to this show have to be crude.
Did you
sir.
Register his vote?
I'm a crude.
I did.
Did
and
you
that
get
is
his phone
win.
Number?
No, that is a win for me. So,
getting his phone
thank
number.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for another e-break, which gives me how many, Fernando?
Well, you are the first person at the half century mark all time. You are number one, and believe it or not, it's the first time this year you have won.
Yeah,
that's
I've had a rough
amazing.
Year. I've had a tiger-like year where I just have not been.
You have
at
not
the top
won
of my
until
game.
This week.
Yeah. All right, let's give it a listen when I swallow a bug on the air. But here in camp, he's making some noise to be the fourth corner on this team, which, if again, if you have an injury to a corner, he's going to be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you will have three corners on the field when you have three and four wide receiver sets. Yesterday he picked...
What happened?
I think I just swallowed a bug.
Those little gnats have been flying around here?
Yeah, they're all over.
Oh, just went right down my windpipe. Holy mackerel.
Do we need to get the paddles out?
No, I think I'm fine.
Gordo, give him mouth to mouth.
That's not necessary. I'm still breathing. I'm fine.
Oh.
Idiot. Anyway, Cletus Gordon had another interception yesterday. All right, and that gives us another emergency break of the week. It is 8:07 here on Sports.